Hey, everybody. To the Charlie Kirk Show, Brent Bozell joins us about some breaking news from the Department of Homeland Security. Targeting Turning Point USA. That's right. DHS Targeting Turning Point USA. And we also have John Solomon to talk about the latest FISA news, Durham, and more. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Support the program at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Joining us now is the great John Solomon, Just the News. He's also the host of a great program on Real America's Voice. John, welcome to the program. I want to get your initial reaction. How are you analyzing or thinking about the Ron DeSantis launch or failure to launch last evening? John.
Yeah, listen, it's a flub. He wanted to do something different to be distinctive and go on Twitter, try to speak to a younger generation, and it backfired on him, right? The technology didn't work, and you can spin it anyway. Oh, we had too many people, but those are the sort of things you do when you have an advance, man. You make sure these things work in advance. Will people remember it a year from now? It depends if he keeps flubbing. If he keeps flubbing, this will become a storyline. If he gets his stride, he answers questions, he gets into the policy debates, he explains why he's an alternative to Donald Trump while sustaining Donald Trump's policies, then he has a fighting chance to try to bring up his numbers. He's in a big hole right now, right? He's 30-40 points behind, depending on the poll. He's got to start to create some momentum very quickly, because as you know, in politics, self-fulfilling failure prophecies are very fast to take effect. So he's got to have a couple good days, a couple good weeks right away, or his numbers may not move and Donald Trump will solidify his lead.
And he has a fair amount of competition in that lane right now. Tim Scott's going to be very well financed. Nikki Haley is rather non-existent, but maybe she'll find some way to, disrupt that
whole
deal.
Don't forget Vivek, too.
And Vivek, who is ascendant right now, so he's not the only person that is kind of in that I'm not Trump lane. So, John, you're really hot on this IRS whistleblower story. Just refresh our audience through it, kind of go back to the square one, and let's walk through it. What is going on with the IRS whistleblower story?
So about 3 weeks ago, we broke a story right here in Real America's Voice, right at Just the News, that a senior criminal investigative agent for the IRS, he is actually a supervisor, one of the most decorated agents in the IRS's recent history. He brought down some of the Swiss banks. So he's a very successful, well-trusted agent. He had been supervising the IRS team that was working with the FBI for the last few years to investigate Hunter Biden. He came forward first to the Justice Department Inspector General, then to Congress, saying, I have witnessed political interference in the Hunter Biden case. Hunter Biden is being treated with political deference. He's not being treated like other defendants. And my agents, the people that work for me, were being interfered with. They weren't allowed to take everyday investigative steps that they would use for any other defendant. And so I want to come forward as a whistleblower. The Justice Department Inspector General has found him credible, has a full-scale investigation going on with whatever evidence he's produced. And now Congress has voted to receive his testimony. That will happen tomorrow morning, about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The agent will walk into the House Ways and Means Committee. He will give his testimony for the first time, and he'll deliver documents and other evidence to back up his claims that there's been unusual political interference protecting Hunter Biden from the sort of scrutiny he believes should be given to him.
So what are the next congressional steps then here? I know that there might be some whistleblower protections granted. What can we expect? And this is a serious kind of slow motion scandal, one of the most remarkable ones, actually. What can we expect from a timeline perspective?
A lot of things going on. And remember, the original allegations are becoming more and more real, more and more serious through James Comer. James Comer is looking at the corruption part of this, and they're getting closer and closer to showing that President Biden, when he was vice president, was assisting his son's multi-million dollar deals overseas. A person in office using U.S. policy to help his family get rich. That's the original thing. What the IRS whistleblower and some FBI whistleblowers are bringing to the table is the cover-up. And sometimes, as you know, in political scandals, the cover-up becomes the bigger scandal when we're all done. The IRS whistleblower is one piece of it. He'll give his testimony, then the committee will vote to release that testimony to the public so we can all see the evidence. Now, on Wednesday, we broke a story, very important, that there is a, Tuesday, that there's a second whistleblower, a subordinate agent to this supervisory agent who now has written the IRS director saying for 2 years, the IRS agents pursuing Hunter Biden have been kept from using the tactics they normally use. That adds to the story of cover up. There's also two FBI agents that have come forward saying that as far back as 2020, the FBI was prevented from investigating allegations that Joe Biden was involved in a pay-to-play scandal. Not Hunter Biden, but that Joe Biden, and once again, those leads from confidential human sources weren't allowed to be followed. And I'm going to take you all the way back to November of 2016. I have confirmed that there's an SEC whistleblower complaint from November 1st, 2016, a few days before Donald Trump was elected president. He also laid out serious allegations that there were money laundering and other activities going around Hunter Biden. What you're seeing is time and time again, the government did not pursue allegations when they pointed towards Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. That becomes the cover-up story.
Yeah, John, thanks for all that backstory. I mean, I can't believe we're still dealing with 2016. You know, they always say you got to look forward, don't look back. And here we are talking about 2016 and SEC violations. John, I wanted to ask you a question about this breaking news here, though. It looks like Comer and Grassley are blasting the FBI for refusing to provide the subpoenaed record that's alleging that then VP Biden was, engaged in essentially a bribery scheme. So this is not a confidential document, am I right? It's not classified in any way. They are free to deliver this document to them. What's their excuse for not doing so?
Well, they haven't given a good one yet, right? They keep saying, well, we want to work with you, but we keep missing the deadline, so we haven't turned it over to you. It is not classified, so it's not an intelligence document. However, it involves a testimony or evidence that was given by a confidential human source. Often, the confidential human sources are given grants of privacy, meaning that the FBI will protect their identity at all costs. I think the FBI is probably going to hide behind that for a while. But here's what James Comer told me, and I'm sure this is going to happen. If it doesn't happen in the next few days, if Chris Wray doesn't relent, James Comer is going to go to the floor of the House and seek a vote to find the FBI director. The FBI director in contempt of Congress, that would be a momentous event. Never before happened for an FBI director. It did once happen for an attorney general. Barack Obama's attorney general was held in contempt. Eric Holder back in 2014, as I recall.
Look, are you concerned about the American K-12 education system? Are you worried about what your children and your grandchildren are learning or honestly not learning in school? If you answer yes, my friends at Hillsdale College have a free resource for you. Hillsdale College understands the importance of education to the future of our country. They're now offering 10 free print copies of their recent issue of Imprimis. It's titled Education as a Battleground, written by Hillsdale College President Larry P. Arnn. The special issue provides a factual account of the issues in the ongoing battle over education, explaining why parents and teachers, not unelected bureaucrats or activists, should guide what our children are learning. With Hillsdale College, you can make a difference in your community by distributing these copies of Imprimis at your church, local business, or even in your doctor's office. Do not miss this opportunity to arm yourself with the facts. Claim your 10 free copies of Education as a Battleground by visiting charlie4hillsdale.com. That's charlie4hillsdale.com. I love Hillsdale College. I'm an enthusiastic promoter of them. So check it out right now at charlie4hillsdale.com.
Let's play a piece of tape here about the Durham report. Let's play cut 7, and I'd like John's reaction. Play cut 7.
Look, trust in the FBI is eroding left and right. Feels like we're in the moment that we need a real church committee, that this is a moment like when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI clearly was no longer helping the American people. There was a moment. It feels like we might be in one of those moments.
John Solomon, is it inconceivable that we might get bipartisan support for a church committee? Your thoughts?
It's not inconceivable. I know a lot of Democrats now are privately expressing concern. They're a little concerned. They don't want to come out too publicly because they feel like it supports Trump and they still have their obsessions with Donald Trump. But it's obvious now, and perhaps the most devastating piece of information to come out is after all the assurances Chris Wray has done, after all of the cover that the Democrats is giving Chris Wray and the FBI through what's really been 6 years of significant FBI failures, what did we learn from the FISA court last week? We learned that over a two-year period, more than a quarter million Americans, 278,000 Americans, privacy was unlawfully violated by the FBI through upstream searches known as Section 702. We would call them warrantless searches of our phone records. That is so devastating to the FBI because Chris Wray's whole thing is, yeah, we had problems. I fixed them. It turns out he hasn't fixed anything. In fact, the problems have accelerated over the last couple of years. Now Democrats have jumped off the Chris Wray ship. I think you're going to see some bipartisan reforms. The first opportunity will be in a couple of months when the Patriot Act comes up for renewal. I think you're going to see significant changes. They're not going to rubber stamp it for the first time since after 9/11.
Yeah, John, I want to ask a follow-up question on this. What is the likelihood that actually gets passed in some way, shape, or form first? Handicap that for us. But secondly, how much of this do you think is due to the fact that these FISA abuses actually targeted BLM? So they actually went after the sacred cow of the left. Is that helping this? Did the FBI finally overstep accidentally?
Yeah, listen, the number is so vast. It's so large that even Democrats realize it's being used against everyone. It isn't just Donald Trump and Russia collusion and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. We have an FBI that's become a political spy force. And the fact that it is bipartisan in some way, the BLM, I think we're going to find out journalists. I think we're going to find out other lawyers and others have all been affected by the secret exercise of powers for which there's so little oversight. I think the most likely scenario that will come of this is that the law will get renewed because it does provide important tools that do stop terror attacks, that do stop counterintelligence threats. But I think the more likely outcome is every person whose records are going to be searched, every person who's going to be secretly surveilled is going to get a private lawyer without their knowledge who's going to be able to look and contest every action that the FBI takes before they take it. It's going to be called a private advocate. It'll be somebody that won't be hired by the FBI. There'll be an independent agency or party that will be a counterbalance to the FBI. A lot of Democrats and Republicans are falling in love with that idea. It's something that civil libertarians say could really be useful if you create the right agency, the right people to be the antagonist to the FBI in a court proceeding.
John Solomon, everyone check out his website, justthenews.com. Fabulous reporting. Check it out. We'll have you on again soon. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Just to refresh your memory here, we are now seeing a mass targeting of conservative groups. We talked about it yesterday with the Rolling Stone article. And now we have evidence. We have evidence that the Department of Homeland Security, Joe Biden's DHS, is targeting and going after Turning Point USA. That's right. For those of you that support us and pray for us on our high school and college campus work, we are singled out by the regime. Joe Biden and his cronies, Alejandro Mayorkas, they are more worried about Turning Point USA than the southern border being wide open. The Department of Homeland Security, which is tasked with making sure that we do not have an invasion coming into our country, they don't care about that. 10,000, 15,000 illegals invading our country every single day. No. What they're focused on is that Turning Point USA is teaching young people about the Constitution.
We are part of the pyramid. The pyramid to radicalization.
We're going to explain that we are part of a flow chart to pure. Yeah, to
millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions of dollars of our taxpayer money through DHS. When we said that our government is going to criminalize conservatives, it wasn't an exaggeration. They consider us to be a domestic terror organization. And we're going to talk about what we can do about that, including suing our own government.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of feeling burnt out and struggling to stay productive throughout the day?
Does brain fog and short-term memory loss keep you from functioning at your best? Well, I did too, and then I was introduced to Strong Cell, more specifically NADH. If you don't believe me, check it out yourself. What Strong Cell has done is they have a scientific breakthrough in cellular health. They combine NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen to boost your body's cellular function. I personally take it every day. I'm a big NAD believer. People say, Charlie, how do you keep up the schedule? How do you have mental clarity? Go do some research on NAD. It is a precursor to ATP, which is your body's life source. Strong Cell combines NADH with some of the best ingredients and vitamins available. I get approached by many supplement brands, and I tell most of them no. Do yourself a favor and give Strong Cell a try. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie today and use promo code Charlie. That is strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget your 20% discount by using promo code Charlie at checkout. strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. strongcell.com/Charlie.
The Department of Homeland Security has been funding these outside groups, outsourcing.
Yeah.
Okay. And to walk us through this all is the great Brent Bozell from Newsbusters, a.k.a. Media Research Center. Brent, welcome to the program. Tell us about the story.
Charlie, well, here's what's going on. We did a number of FOIAs, 31 to be exact, about this program that the DHS has been funding. This was a program that was the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program that was started during the Obama administration to look for domestic terrorists. The Republicans were skeptical about this because they believed it would be used eventually against Republicans and conservatives. The Trump administration shut it down. Opened up. Now the Biden administration has it, and apparently they've just absolutely weaponized this thing. They have now given grants totaling $80 million to, I'm sorry, $40 million to 80 organizations, which they are now giving grants to specifically go out after conservatives, and we have the evidence. So in this FOIA that we did, just like the DHS, the recipients of this funds won't tell the American people what it is that they're doing, won't tell what they promised to do in return for this money. But we've been able to find some things. And what we discovered was specifically with the University of Dayton in Ohio is an unbelievable conference that has taken place using taxpayer dollars, where it is now unequivocal, a proven, documented fact that the Biden administration is using federal funds to go after Republicans, to go after conservative organizations, and to go after Christian organizations. And by the way, Charlie, they have targeted Turning Point USA as part of this. What we saw, what we found in their documents is a triangle, is what we're calling the triangle. There are four organ levels that are in this. The bottom level you will see include things like the Fox News. It includes the Christian Broadcasting Network. It includes the Heritage Foundation, the premier conservative think tank in America. It includes the Republican National Committee. So already you've got half of America is part of this fascist, Nazi-linked operation. The second level, which is more serious still. Now it has Prager University, Breitbart, Turning Point USA, Tea Party Patriots, the American Conservative Union. Now that is a higher level. The third level is pro-Nazi organizations, and the top level is Nazi organizations. So you are being linked, and conservatives are being linked, and Christians are being linked. And there it is, the evidence for anyone to see. They're being linked directly to Nazi organizations by the federal government.
And Brent, what we don't know, but we can suspect this through the Elon Musk, thanks to Elon Musk of publicizing the private documents. We know that the FBI had standing meetings with Twitter, with Joel Roth. We know that DHS and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had meetings with Mark Zuckerberg. And what I'm getting at, Brent, though, is these documents are not innocent. It's not just sort of like think tank, abstract, weird op-ed, Twitter opinions. These are used as prerequisites for spying, infiltration, indictments, and criminalization, Brent. We now know that. Thoughts on that?
Sure. What has Joe Biden said about MAGA? Joe Biden has said, has attached MAGA to Nazis. What did he say last week in Georgetown about the biggest threat to America today is racism? And when he talks about racism, he then equates it to MAGA. So all of this is part and parcel of the narrative of the federal government. But now they're using millions of dollars. It explains why these people aren't coming. What they're doing. But look, it's going to get even better than this. We had at this conference that was held at the University of Maine, where all this came out, they had one speaker who associated Ron DeSantis with the Holocaust. They had another speaker who associated Donald Trump with Pol Pot, who was the genocide mastermind in Cambodia. It gets even better than this. You've got this one fellow, Michael Lodenthal, who presented this triangle. Who is Michael Lodenthal? Well, Michael Lodenthal, among other things, you're not going to believe this, is a member of Antifa. And not only is he a member of Antifa, he's a big supporter of the Earth Liberation Front. Why is that interesting? You're not going to believe this, Charlie. The Earth Liberation Front has been designated by the FBI as a domestic terrorist operation.
Well, Brent, you guys are doing heroes work at the Media Research Center. And so is this illegal? It certainly feels as if the federal government should not be legally allowed to use taxpayer funding to fund efforts that are categorizing organizations like ours as in symmetry with domestic terror. I mean, what are the guidelines here? We're willing to sue. We're already looking at. Andrew, we're looking at a different DHS lawsuit right now, aren't we?
Yes.
So Brent, please chime in.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but if I were one, I would tell you there are two statutes that call for criminal investigation. One is 18 U.S.C. Section 241. The other one is 18 U.S.C. Section 242. Both of them focus on the fact that it is illegal for the federal government to abridge the rights of speech to any of its citizens. And that's exactly what's going on here. So we're calling on Mayorkas. This is one more reason this guy Mayorkas has to go. But it's not just that he has to go. There has to be, I think, a criminal investigation into what the Department of Homeland Security is doing with federal funds, weaponizing the most radical left-wing government in the history of this nation to shut down anybody who doesn't toe the narrative with them. And that includes the Republican Party, that includes the conservative movement, and that now includes Christians.
And Brent, you are a movement conservative. You deserve so much credit. You know, you've been one of the most important, I think, intellectual figures in the last couple of decades. But Brent, I think you probably share my frustration. The Vichy French Republicans, like Lindsey Graham and these people that are defending the intel agencies, I mean, at what point are they going to realize they're going to get swallowed by this Leviathan too, Brent? I mean, you're a movement conservative. You're a constitutional guy. I'm a little bit upset because in some ways, DHS, Brent, was founded by George W. Bush. The Department of Homeland Security is a creature of the Bush administration. Brent, your thoughts on how this is an agency created by the Bush-Cheney regime that is now being used against the conservative movement?
You know, I remember having great debates when the Patriot Act came out. I was supporting it, and my libertarian friends were opposed to it. And the argument they made is one day it's going to be used against us. And you know what? It's turned out to be true. They are weaponizing the federal government in the under the rubric of national security. We have now become the national security threats to them. And everything you see in the language of this administration. But to your point, you know, Charlie, many Jews have commented on the Holocaust, saying that Jews saw it coming. And so many of them looked the other way, just didn't want to believe it was so until it was too late. I'm seeing that with Republicans as well. The bright light in this new crop of conservative leaders we have in the House. They're a different mindset about this. As I understand it, the Judiciary Committee has jumped all over this morning. I think these guys are going to be a lot more serious than perhaps the investigations we saw in the Obama administration. I don't believe they were serious at all. We had umpteen hearings, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama got away with everything that they did, all the whitewashing, all the bleaching of computers, all the illegal activity, Benghazi, they got away with everything. Hillary Clinton believed she was too big to fail, they were too big. And I think that Bill Clinton believed he was above the law as well. And guess what? They were. And all of this has emboldened the Biden administration to do. These are run by Marxist ideologues. That's who's running this administration. And they have a mission to destroy this country. Charlie, I didn't. Once upon a time, you never wanted to use the phrase anti-American. That was something you just did not use. These folks are anti-American. This is a neo-Marxist movement that has taken control of the government, and they are doing what every Marxist operation does. The first thing it tends to do is slam down free speech so you can't have it. This is what you saw in Silicon Valley. This is what you saw in the 2020 campaign. By the way, Charlie, it continues. It hasn't stopped. The cover-up of Joe Biden continues. And Republicans who think that the story is getting out through the Washington Post or the New York Times or ABC, they're all on crack. The story is still not being told. This is why it's so important, Charlie, that you folks are talking about it, that your podcast is talking about it. This is why it's so critically important that conservatives do our own storytelling to the movement.
We need to have the Audience Support Media Research Center. They're a fabulous organization. Brent, we're going to have you back on. We're doing a roadshow now, and I want to make sure we have you back on when we're in studio and we can really zero in on this in the next day or two, because there's some details to this. You guys deserve great credit, Brent. This is a smoking gun. This is worse than Watergate. Let me say this again. This is worse than Watergate, where you have the federal government via the DHS going after not just one organization. It's not just a political party. You're going after Turning Point USA, PragerU, Breitbart. You're going after random organizations.
The RNC.
This is not an exaggeration. Your own government on the same document is. Yes, please, Brent.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you mentioned Watergate. Richard Nixon, in his most inebriated condition, would never have dreamt of doing this.
Brent, thank you for sticking with us here. So, Brent, I think you're just touching the surface on this, Brent. Would you think it's fair to speculate that there's possibly billions of dollars out there that are being spent on this kind of clandestine activity?
I think that every level of government is being weaponized, whether it is the FBI, the Justice Department, DHS, the military, the wokeism that's taking place in the military. They all are there on a mission. There's a political agenda to everything this administration is doing. I want to say something, Charlie. What you were just saying a minute ago about how your words were being taken out of context. How about this as something that media will never say? I mentioned this guy, Michael Lodenthal, who's a supporter of Antifa, who was a speaker at this conference where they advocated linking conservatives and Christians the Republican Party to Nazis. This is what he had to say during the conference. He was advocating a more aggressive approach against conservatives. He wanted to, and this is a quote, to deny people, to shut down their websites, to close their meetings, and get this, to physically prevent them from assembling in public. Let me repeat that. To physically prevent them from assembling in public. That was his call. He's not talking about taking and making paper airplanes and throwing them in a room. He's talking about exactly what's happening all over the country. Physically preventing. This is, in my view, this is calling for violence. This is advocating violence to prevent conservatives from assembling. And oh, by the way, these are his words in this conference. You ready? A lot of things we are doing are illegal. A lot of it involves breaking the law, unquote.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. And Brent Bozell, this is not an exaggeration. At the top of the pyramid, they have actual neo-Nazi groups, which are probably largely run by federal agents. But they're the ones that are acting like neo-Nazis. Let's be honest. This is Gestapo-like behavior. I'm going to go after my political dissidents. I mean, Brent, that's not an exaggeration. This is fascistic. This is totalitarian. This is tyrannical. This is not about freedom of speech or discourse. And you're right, Brent. I was a pro-Patriot Act guy back, you know, 05, 06, 07. We need it. And guess what? The guns have been turned on us. They are now calling us the terrorists. Final thoughts, Brent Bozell.
Charlie, if you were to ask your Turning Point supporters, if you were to show them that pyramid, and at the top of that, show them the symbols for those Nazi organizations, I bet you 99.9% of your supporters would not be able to name a single one of those. And that 0.1% is probably an infiltrator. We conservatives don't know who these people are. We don't associate in any way with these people. This is to associate us with those symbols of whatever that is so blatantly dishonest. And that's why I believe there has to be a criminal investigation, because they're associating us with scum, using taxpayer dollars to do it.
Brent Bozell, thank you so much. Excellent job. We'll have you back on soon. Everyone should support Media Research Center, MRC. They do a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Closing thoughts here, Andrew.
What a day so far. I mean, everybody could hear the background noise.
Well, it's kind of interesting. So we had 1,100 pastors and wives, and as they were going by, you know what I was thinking? I said, how many of them are feds?
Terrible thought.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, it's a fair thought.
I mean, you know, we can vet as much as we want, but I was thinking, I said, boy, that person might be a federal agent. That's what this document shows us. That this person might be, you know, just kind of milling in there, maybe trying to escalate the conversation in a way that otherwise would not be happening, maybe trying to misrepresent, illegally spy, camera record. This is not a joke, everybody. As I was watching our 1,100 pastors and their wives and some elder board members and people, I was like, boy, there's probably a couple federal agents in the mix. That is what we are seeing. They are infiltrating our churches. They are infiltrating. I mean, it's not even, they did this with Latin Mass, the Catholic great
that's right
organization. So yeah. This is not some sort of Catholic mass. You know, speculative.
No, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't we assume? I mean, it's, by the way, everybody out there watching, be on the lookout. If you're involved in any activists, any grassroots activism,
try to find the Fed.
It's possible.
I hope I'm wrong.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.